morning and welcome to Inside, a public affairs presentation of Mega Rock, WMKX Brookville and WJNG Johnsonburg. I'm your host, Sharon Stewart, and joining us on the telephone this morning is Kathy Cook. She is the Acting Public Affairs Supervisor, Field Operations Center East for U.S. Small Business Administration, and she's on the telephone to talk about the Economic Injury Disaster Loan, otherwise known as the EIDL program, that's available for small businesses and nonprofits in the area. Thanks for talking to us this morning on Insight, Kathy.
Thanks for the opportunity. This is an Economic Injury Disaster Loan, which is a fancy way of saying a loan for working capital. And what working capital is the money that keeps the business going. Mm-hmm. So it funds to pay a lease payment or more for the employee's payroll, insurance, taxes, utilities, inventory, machinery, equipment costs, all the things that the business has to pay for. Had the disaster not occurred, they would have been able to pay for those expenses generated with their sales.
Right.
But the coronavirus has prevented normal operations. So this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And why I'm saying that is never before in SBA's history were we able to declare a disaster due to a pandemic.
Yeah.
So this is much-needed revenue for small businesses. And for the first time in a long time, SBA is extending it not only to small businesses, but also to farming operations. Normally, we're not allowed to make disaster loans to farmers and ranchers, but for this purpose, for COVID-19, we're able to extend to small businesses, agricultural businesses, and agricultural-related businesses, nonprofits, including faith-based organizations.
Now, this has nothing to do with that Paycheck Protection Program that is also available. You do have to pay this loan back, but at very affordable terms, right? Can we talk about that?
Right. These loans are offered at 3.75% for profit businesses and 2.75% for nonprofit organizations. And some of your audience might sit there and go, well, you know, that's great, a loan, but how am I supposed to pay that?
Uh-huh.
The good news is that for this particular disaster, the first payment does not become due until 12 months from the date of the promissory note. So we give a full year for the business to start using the fund and for things to normalize before the payment begins.
That's great. That's great. So is it difficult to be qualified for the loan as a nonprofit or even small business?
The criteria for the economic injury disaster loans for COVID-19 is primarily based on credit. We use a credit score, and even if you're a nonprofit organization, we have to have some member of the nonprofit that is willing to put their name on the application as a primary contact and allow us to pull credit. If that credit score meets the criteria, then we move forward. And the application itself is streamlined so that we do not require any financial information up front, such as copies of tax returns, profit and loss statements, balance sheets, monthly sales.
Mm-hmm.
So you answer a series of questions, and based on those responses, the system and the loan officer process the application to a decision.
That's awesome. And you can also do it all online, correct?
Absolutely. Actually, that's the only way that you can do it. And it's very, very streamlined, as I said.
Mm-hmm.
We ask questions regarding the name of the business, address, what your business activity is, how many employees you have. And one of the more important things is a gross monthly sale for the 12 months prior to the disaster. So what we mean by that is 12 months prior to the onset of the coronavirus, which we use the date of January 31st.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that would be for, of course, 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So we're essentially looking for your sales for 2019. And then if you have cost of goods sold, we ask for that. If you are a farm, we ask for your annual expenses. If you are a landlord and rental properties are eligible, whether they're commercial or residential.
Oh.
Then they put down their annual loss rent.
Huh.
I would just caution the audience to pay particular attention to what the questions are asking, because sometimes individual business owners are putting down information that just doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, they'll put that they had $200,000 worth of sales, and then they'll put $200,000 worth of cost of goods sold. That means that you didn't make a penny. And this is supposed to be in a pre-disaster, mm-hmm. pre-COVID situation.
Mm-hmm.
So if your business wasn't earning any revenue, then we can't approve you for an economic injury loan, because essentially you were not in a profitable state before the disaster.
Okay. So it helps you it helps to have made money in 2019. Of course, huh?
Right. Because
what
we're actually doing is we're going to lend the business the money for the expenses that they had prior to the disaster.
Yes.
So we're using their pre-disaster financial information to determine how much they would need, and deciding that that amount would be, on average, what the business costs were, and that's how we're deciding what the loan amount is.
Okay. So the more profitable, the better.
Well, it's always a good idea.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be, but I'm just trying to caution that these are loans, and
right.
we do require repayment ability. But to establish what the eligibility is, we need good financial information.
Yes, yes. Okay, so we can go. I'm at your website right now, too. This is, in case you're just tuning in, I'm talking with Kathy Cook, and she is with the U.S. Small Business Association. I'm at your website at SBA.gov. That stands for Small Business Administration.gov. You offer a lot of help there, a lot of assistance there. Now, I just clicked on the funding programs, and then I clicked down to the coronavirus relief options. That's where we'll find the information and application, right?
Yes, there's mm-hmm. a big banner on our website, and you just can't miss it if you're applying for the coronavirus economic injury disaster loan.
Okay, and every eligible small business and nonprofit are encouraged to apply, and farm operations too.
Absolutely. Farm, first time ever. So
mm-hmm.
If they're suffering, and there are several other components regarding these loans that are not normally offered in disaster loans.
Mm-hmm.
We are not taking real estate as collateral. The farmer is not having to put up the farm or their house, or retailer is not having to put up their house or business building. We are taking a business asset other than real estate. So that means that we'll take a security interest in the machinery and equipment, inventory, accounts receivable, furniture and fixtures, all of those types of things. And when you say, well, I don't understand what a security interest is. If you've ever bought a car and you financed it, whoever made the loan to you put a lien on that car.
Yes.
And so they've done that the same way that SBA is going to put a lien on the business content or business property other than real estate. So that's one good thing.
Okay.
Another thing is that if you are a corporation or a partnership, there are no guarantees required unless the loan is over $200,000. And again, if you have a loan and you're approved, your first payment will not be until 12 months from the date of the note, and you can borrow as much as $25,000 without any collateral. That would just be like a credit card. So you have flexibility with these disaster loans.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Kathy, for all the useful tips and information from the Small Business Administration.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, and I would just tell your audience, don't count yourself out. It doesn't cost anything to apply. And if you're approved, you don't have to take the loan. So it's worth it. And these loans are not always available, but they're available now.
Thank you, Kathy, for all the useful information. And again, U.S. Small Business Administration, go to www.sba.gov. That's Insight for this week. If you'd like to be a guest on Insight, please call me at MegaRock at 814-849-8100, extension 22. That's 814-849-8100, extension 22. The opinions expressed on Insight are not necessarily those of Stratton Broadcasting Incorporated. I'm Sharon Stewart. Thanks for tuning into Insight.